Donna from the Family Nurturing Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
How was Family Fun Day?
Family Fun Day was awesome. In fact, we're still selling tickets for the Sylvan Beach portion of it.
I've already got my Sylvan Beach tickets.
I
haven't used them yet.
I got mine for my grandchildren, too, because they can go any day in the month of June and spend the whole day there for that wristband for $15. They can, you know, save hundreds.
Can you believe June is almost over?
I can't.
I can't believe this weekend's the 18th and 19th.
Exactly.
Where's the time gone?
Exactly. Father's Day
this weekend. I'm very excited. I get breakfast in bed, I believe.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was either a new golf bag or breakfast in bed. I chose breakfast in bed with my guy, who I had a tough morning this morning because Miranda had to work early this morning. Today was her early day. So we bump heads in the morning because I'm always up early to get in here. So her alarm went off and she didn't wake up for it. So she wakes up. She goes, "Oh, I'm running late. So it's a very, you have to tiptoe around so Hunter won't wake up, so he doesn't bother her getting, so I had to lay in bed with him and try to get him back to sleep, and it was very tricky. He would go back to sleep, and then I'd trick him back, he'd wake up and yell, mommy, because and I'd say, "No, who's on your pajama? Where's Elmo?" Because he's got Elmo's art, so he'd go back down, and he'd wake up, mommy, so it's been one of those mornings.
Got it.
But I'm here.
And so are you.
And so is the Family of the Year winner, Mr. Bobby Holmes. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's a pleasure having you in here. You're a fixture in the area.
Well, I've been here a while.
Yeah, I saw the picture. And I was like, "Oh, I know him. That's Bobby Holmes." And
everybody,
I think everybody
knows
says
Bobby
it.
Holmes.
Bobby, why don't you give your background for everybody?
Well, I was born and raised in Bridgewater. Do I have to give the year?
No, you don't.
1936. I graduated from Bridgewater High School in 1955. I spent 3 years in the military. Got out and married my wife for 52 years.
Oh, God bless. Wow. 52 years. Can you imagine that?
That's incredible.
That is such a rare thing these days.
53.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations, Bobby. Yeah. Wonderful.
And children, family?
I have three kids. I had, I got five great-grands, as you know.
Yeah.
But I lost a son probably about 4 years ago with cancer, 42 years old.
Oh, wow.
That was a tough part of my life.
Yeah. It's it had to have been your wife had to have been really there. It's good to have your support group around you,
right?
And especially when something like that happens, and you've been married for 52 years, I can't imagine anybody these days saying we're celebrating our 53rd anniversary.
Right.
And I hope you hear a lot of that when 50 years down the road from now. I hope I'm able to say I've been with Miranda for 52 years.
Yes.
So. So Donna, tell how was Bobby? How were they chosen, and what criteria did they meet, and all that? Get into that.
Well, the last time I was here, we did talk about the nomination process because the community actually nominates the families,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a panel of judges who reviews all those nominations, and then they choose the Family of the Year and two distinguished finalist families. The beauty of this event is, however, for me, it's the highlight of my year, actually, is that all of the nominated families receive an award and they're honored at our celebration event, which is coming up on June 30th. So the Family of the Year and the two distinguished finalist families do receive some special awards, etc., but everyone gets an award, everyone gets honored. So it is a celebration of families from the community, for the community, and by the community.
And that celebration is the 20th annual. Another great thing to hear.
Yeah,
a lot of good anniversaries coming up.
I was thinking about this morning because when you think of 20 years of celebrating families and probably averaging, say, 15 families per year mm-hmm. nominated, it's like over 300 families that we have honored just in the course of this event. And every year the families are wonderful, special, unique, incredible families, great stories. The judges have a very difficult time choosing because of that. They're all so great. But always the one that wins is just fantastic. And we love having this celebration. We love hosting it.
It's Thursday, June 30th, right around the corner.
Yes.
Already at the Radisson, which is a great spot to have any event. And
yes,
they're very accommodating. And it's 5:30 to 8:30,
right?
And it's $50 per person, $90 per couple, or for a table of 10, $450.
Correct.
Cash bar, entertainment, raffle. You guys got bands down there?
Yes. Well, what we have is jazz music, background music during our reception time. And then we also are going to have a performance of three women, a mother and two daughters, who will be singing a song of their choice. I'm not sure which song it will be yet, but they'll be performing also to sort of set the tone for the event. It's quite inspirational.
It sounds like
and
it.
And if anyone has not come to this event, it's open to the community. We are inviting everyone to come. It's really inspirational. We do a candlelight ceremony. We honor the families, of course, but we also have some fun. Like you said, we're having an auction, a live auction.
$6, $6 over here, $7, $7, $7, $9, $10. Let's go right to 20. 25, 35 takes it.
So if you're open, I may have you come.
I'm sure I could cancel whatever I have going on that night.
And then we also have a silent auction.
I actually might pay you if I could do it.
Oh, well, in that case, you're on.
I'll give you $5. No, $6. No, $7. $7 now, $10. Really, all you have to do is just start making up numbers in your head.
Yeah,
I've come to that conclusion.
Like that. Yeah, so. We'll give you the start number.
Yeah, and then you just strong-arm people. You just yell at them long enough, and they'll get the money for you. That's been my personal experience with raising money. You yell at somebody long enough, they'll give you the money.
They'll start to, they'll like want you to be quiet.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Fine, be quiet.
They'll pop it up, right? Well, and the whole point of doing this, of course, besides honoring the families, which is our main reason, because who gets honored, really, for being a role model family?
Yeah.
You know, you get all kinds of awards and bonuses at work and all kinds of things like that, but nobody acknowledges you for the most important job you ever have, which is raising children.
Absolutely.
You know, most important, right? So we want to do that. That's our joy, to do that. And in addition to that, it helps us raise money for our programs and services, which help families who are struggling and who aren't quite sure how to make this work.
And what do you guys do specifically over at the Nurturing Center?
Primarily what we do is parent education, and we provide supportive services for families. And we do it in a variety of ways, but we have home visiting programs. We have Family Place, which is a free drop-in resource center for families. We have Evelyn's House, which is a residence for homeless young girls and their babies. We also do parenting programs in the community. We do training of professionals to help them learn how to teach nurturing programs. But the bottom line is to be the best parent possible so your child has the best chance possible to grow up and be a citizen that contributes.
Bobby, how do you keep up with the great grandkids these days?
Very slowly. you know, with the help of my wife, and we make sure that the programs that their kids were involved in, either my wife or I attend to.
Mm.
One might go east, one might go west, but we're always there. It is tough. It's not easy.
No, it can't be. Tough. That's a lot of young ones to be keeping up with. I can barely keep up with one, and I can't imagine. You know, you got soccer, you got basketball, I'm sure, football, exactly. All that stuff. It's got to be pretty hectic.
Plus, they're five boys.
Five boys.
God bless you. That's all.
Ranging in age from 9 to 15.
Right,
wow.
Right.
So very active and involved in sports and academics.
Right.
All kinds of activities.
That's important, too, to be involved in sports, but to also be make sure they're academically sound.
That's our number one priority.
Yeah.
To make sure they're academically sound, sure.
Because if they're not, then what are they going to do when they grow up?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's the old saying? You could teach, you could buy a man fish to eat one day, but you could teach him to fish for the rest of life.
That's right.
Is that how, I think I just messed that up.
No, but that's about right.
Yeah, it's better than that Dalai Lama joke that guy told. Did you hear that the other day?
Which one?
This guy, this Australian TV show, it was like their Today show, had the Dalai Lama on, the holiest man alive. And they're sitting down, this guy's got a really, you know, he goes, Dalai Lama, I got a joke for you. Wait, I think I have it up still. You have to hear it. I've been playing it, like, nonstop. Let's see. Just bear with me for 1 second. It was so bad, Donna. And this is the Dalai Lama. This wasn't, like, you know, Bill Clinton or something, like, you could have fun with. It's His Holiness, Dalai Lama. Let's see.
Not my most successful ever. Check it out. So the Dalai Lama walks into a pizza shop.
Pizza shop.
And says, can you make me one with everything?
Hmm. What's that? That's what it
is. He has no idea.
Oh, yes.
He's trying to save it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Can you make me one?
And he's trying to explain it to him. He's like, what are you talking about? This poor guy was so... I'm trying to play it for as many people as I can today.
So he was intending to be clever.
Yeah, he was trying to. And I played it earlier when we opened it because I had to do it. And my interns are looking at me like, I don't really get it. And you guys get one with everything. The Dalai Lama is always one with.
Yeah, right.
So they were just like the Dalai Lama. They didn't get the jokes. And there's nothing worse than a joke just
that dies, right?
Yeah, especially, you know, with the Dalai Lama. So. Phone numbers that people could call to get involved with the Family Nurturing
Sure.
Center?
The number to call for tickets and for information is 738-9773.
And what if they can't make it? You guys accept donations?
Absolutely. If you're unable to make it, which we really want you to come, I want you to meet the Bobby Holmes family. I want you to meet all of the nominated families. But if you are unable to come, you can certainly send us a donation to the Family Nurturing Center.
And it's Thursday at Hotel Utica.
Thursday, the 30th of June.
Yeah, it's 5:30 to 8:30, and it's a great event, and there's going to be a lot to do. You may see me doing some auctions. I could wear one of those old timey
I will accommodate that.
Yeah, right. You better watch out because I'll be in your office every day. Hey, Donnie, you need a pen? You need a pen? You need coffee? Coffee. That's pretty good, right, Bobby?
Excellent.
I'm pretty good at that. It's like my hidden talent.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. And Bobby, congratulations. You're a shining example for what a family should do, what a family really should be. 52 years. It's unbelievable.
And even more so what they can be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
there you go.
It's possible. They are a role model family for the rest of us.
What else can you say?
That's
it. So, and we'll be promoting the bejeebus out of it because it's a great cause.
Thank
and
you.
It's a great organization.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Even though I found an old article where you were kind of speaking against me the other day.
What?
Yeah, way back when I got married on TV, you came out
what?
And said, yeah, Don, I'll have to find that article and bring
I
it in for you.
I don't believe it.
Donna from the Family Nurturing Center.
You're making this
work. No, I swear.
Uh-huh.
I swear in my kids' eyes, it says, Donna from the Family Nurturing Center says marriage is something to be taken lightly.
Something not to be taken
yes,
lightly?
Yes, exactly.
Well, do you not agree with that?
No, I do agree with you.
All
no.
right, well then, cut that out.
Donna, thank you so much. Bobby, congratulations, and your great job, and it's you're a great example for the rest of the community to strive for.
Thank you, appreciate that.